This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Not any pieces left because you scattered all over the place. I'm telling you, when you commit fornication, you are sinning against yourself. Now, here's one of the biggest ones. Look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. The cost of fornication is that you're sinning against your body, but it also brings the judgment of God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4 says it this way: marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. You know what? I love that, because I can't judge you. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that God will judge. Whenever God has given us clear direction, clear instructions, and as the Bible says, fornication is a forsaking of God, we turn away from what God says, God will judge us. Do you think He's saying things in vain? Whenever God gives us a warning, and that's what this is a warning, that we should take notice. Are you listening to the warning of God today? Or are you still going to commit fornication and do that forsaking of God and do that ungodly act against your body and eventually against God? Wow. So the cost of fornication, sin against your body, and I'm telling you, that covers a lot. You need to study that. But then it brings the judgment of God. God is saying marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. Undefiled means it's clean. He doesn't want you to get into a filthy bed, hanging around with harlots, those that are giving their bodies at the drop of a dime, giving it to any Tom, Dick, or Harry. God wants someone that's clean and pure. And why wouldn't you want that as well? But He says whoremongers. Those are ones that are hanging around those that are committing fornication and whoredom and adulterers. It says God will judge. So everybody say, you can't judge me. I say, you are 100% correct, because God will judge you. Now, what should we do with fornication? The Bible's pretty clear. He gives us three things that we should do with fornication. I hope you're taking got your pens and papers out. Remember, because I like to give you what thus saith the Lord, not what I say. I can't do anything but show you Him. Three things that we should do with fornication. The first one is flee. We've already read that one. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. It says, flee fornication. And then there's a period. He wants you to stop there for a minute. I remember this. Let me finish reading. It says, every sin that a man doeth without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. So He says flee fornication with that period. I don't know if you remember Joseph, when Potiphar's wife tried to catch him to lie with her. I love the way the Bible says that. So nice and clean. But she tried to catch this man. She desired him as meat. She wanted to commit this fornication. For her, it would have been adultery because she was married to Potiphar. But what did Joseph do? She caught him by the garment. And what did Joseph do? He fled. I think Joseph knew what God wanted him to do with fornication. He wanted him to flee. I want you to get this. Whenever you are trying to do good, evil is always present. Oh my, I'm telling you, you...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.